We continue to identify the little horn power of Daniel chapter 7, the vision of the four beasts, the ten horns, and the little horn. So we've already identified that it came out of Rome, that it began small, that it came up among the ten, it came up after the ten, it uprooted three of the original ten horns, and it uttered great boast. And we have established that that was the church of the Dark Ages led by the papal system. Now the other five characteristics or identifying marks are also found here in chapter 7, but starting with verse 17, we have the angel helping Daniel with the vision. And in these verses, we find some interesting things. In verse 20, it says, it utters great boasts, and which was larger in appearance than its associates. So it starts out small, but it grows larger than the other horns. It waged war with the saints. The church became the primary persecuting power of the Dark Ages. Any dissenting voice was persecuted. And of course, there was the Inquisitions and all those different things. Conservative estimates have it that 40 million Christians were put to death under the reign of the church. More liberal estimates are about 80 million. And so verse 24 says it will be different than the other horns. It was different than the other horns. It wasn't just a secular power. It was a religious power and a secular power. It dominated the nations of Europe, both religiously and politically. And verse 25 adds two more things. It says it will make alterations in times and in law. Now, throughout history, various nations and kingdoms, as they arose, made their own laws. They might have learned from what came before them. They might have altered what was there, but they made their own laws. There's nothing new about that. But when this prophecy says it will intend or attempt, think to change times and law, it's talking about the times and the laws which cannot be changed. And those, of course, would be found in the Ten Commandments. And we find that the fourth commandment, commanding us to keep holy the seventh day of the week as the Sabbath of the Lord, was changed by the church back in the Dark Ages. Notice what the church says. Chancellor to Cardinal Gibbons said in a letter in 1895, he said, "Of course the Catholic Church claims that the change was her act, and that the act is a mark of her ecclesiastical power and authority in religious matters." St. Catherine Catholic Church Sentinel back in 1995 said this: "Perhaps the boldest thing, the most revolutionary change the church ever did, happened in the first century. The holy day, the Sabbath, was changed from Saturday to Sunday, not from any directions noted in the scriptures, but from the church's sense of its own power." Well, one correction is it didn't happen in the first century. Another quotation here from the Catholic Record, London, Ontario, September 21, 1893. He says, "Sunday is our mark of authority. The church is above the Bible, and this transference of Sabbath observance is proof of the fact." So when the Bible says that this little horn power would attempt to make alterations in times and law, it was talking about God's Ten Commandments, and there's only one commandment that deals with time, and that's the fourth commandment concerning the Sabbath. The last identifying characteristic is that it would exist, or it would have power for a time, times, and half a time, which is the end of verse 25. In our study on Revelation, we discovered that time, times, and half a time is translated into three and a half. And that would be translated into 1260 days. Prophetically, that's 1260 years, called the Dark Ages. The Pope was given power and authority in 533 AD, and France took that power away from the church in 1793 when it declared a war on the Bible, the catechism, the priests, the church. And eventually it culminated in taking the Pope captive in 1798. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.